B'chorez Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin is a continuation of the same theme of Iruv Havlodos. Shtei Recheles Shaloi Bikru. Two Recheles that were Vadoyim, that they were not Mavakar. V'yoldu Shnei Zchorim, L'maisa they have Shnei Zchorim, so L'chorez they're both Chayim. Noisen Shneim L'koyim. That's L'chorez no brainer. However, Zochor Nekevo, let's say one's a Zochor, one's a Nekevo, one's Mekuyiv, one's not Mekuyiv. HaZochor L'koyim. The Zochor goes L'koyim because the Zochor is Zichor Mekuyiv. One is Mekuyiv, one is not Mekuyiv, but the one that's Mekuyiv is the Zochor. However, if Shnei Zchorim and Nekevo, so there you already have a Sofik. It could very well be the Shnei Zchorim or Mekuyiv, or it could be Zochor with a Nekevo, only one. So therefore, Hamaytzim Echadol V'Rai on the second one, Echad Loi V'Echad L'Koyin. And Mamela, what you're going to have to do for Shteitzach is you're going to have to let the other Zochor, you're actually start to become a Balmum. Which the Mishnah is going to say, Reb Tarfon, Aymer, HaKoyim, Baril, Nois, Ayofa. Reb Tarfon is Mechadish, what we had before. That the Koyin takes the one that's Yofa because he could assume that the one that's the Yofa is the one that's the Bechor. Now, here's a Knage difference. Before we had it by Tumim, they were nulled together, that you have to assume which one is born first. That's the Umden over here. Here it's a knage different. When you want to know which of the two Zchorim belongs to the Kohen, so the only one that belongs to him bona fide is the one that was born alone. The one that was born with the Nekeva, so there you have a Suffolk, what was the Zachor, was the Nekeva. The problem is you don't know which one is which. Which one is the solo and which one is the twin. So he says it's Mistaber that a solo, a Vlad that's born solo, that's the way it is, B'teva Olam, will be more healthy, more sturdy than the one that's born with the twin. Simela Akoyim Bar Leseyof, we'll use the same Svar. Kiva Imu, we don't follow Zach on this, Hametzim Chaval Varai, the Yisrael could hold on to the one that's more valuable. Mishamdin b'nehem, and Mamela, the Kohen will only be able to be Moitzi from the Yisrael, the Kochush b'nehem, and he speaks out, V'asheni yirachi yistoyev, v'chayv v'matonois. Rabbi Yossi Poiter, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Zochor that's Nisha b'yad habaylim is Poter from Matnas Kuhuna, because it's as if the Kohen was Zoich in it, and the Yisrael got it back miyodoi. And therefore, there's no chiv matonos, which we spoke out in the Mishnah before. May sechad mehem, so here you have a sofik, and maybe the Kohen doesn't get anything. Reb Tarfon ayim yachloiku. Reb Tarfon, again, the same kenech that we had in the previous Mishnah, Reb Tarfon, even l'shitas, if he's moida, he's l'shita, that there's a sofik, and you don't say bar lo yisei yofa, but you say yachloiku, because at the end of the day, there's both stodim, so you have to make a chaluka. Kiva ayim amaitzim mecham al varayim. Shteid nekeves v'zochor, two nekeves and a zochor, so mele it could be that both of them are not mechuyiv. There's nothing here that's mechuyiv. Or shnei zchorim shtei nekeves, and over here we don't have Reb Tarfon, we don't say Berlo Yisayofa to give him anything. It's only a shiloh Berlo Yisayofa, there gotta be which one. Again, like we spoke on the previous Mishnah, ein kan lekoyin klum, the koyin gets nothing. I'm etzmech aval around the whole thing. Achas bikra v'achas shaloi bikra v'yoldu shnei zchorim. We have the same suffix, maybe one of them had previously Bechor, maybe not. Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, it's possible that the one that was, no, over here, it's Poshut, that the one that's Bikro gave birth to something that has Kedushas Bechor, but it's only one of the two. So Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, Echad Loi V'Echad L'Koyim, one goes to him, one goes to L'Koyim. Which one? You have a suffix. Reb Tarfon Ayim HaKoyim Bar Loi Es HaYofa. What's the Yofa over here? There's no twins. Same type of Svara, but a little bit less. He holds over here that it's Mistaba, that the firstborn from every animal is born sturdier. So the Yofet is a Histabrus, that the one that's Mevaker is the one that's supposed to get the Yofet. We don't use that to be Moitzi. Again, the same Cheshma Moitzi Mechadol V'Rai, now it's back by the Yisrael. The Kohen had a Chelik in its Mila, it's a Sofik, there's no Matonis. So Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Here, the Mishnah speaks it out. Rabbi Yossi says that anything, that any Sofik Bechor, that Lamaisa, what ends up happening is that it has to be exchanged with the Kohen. It could be this was the Kohen's. So Mele, it's only the Yisrael is only holding on to as a default position, neged what the Kohen's holding on to. It's possible the Kohen's holding on to the Yisrael's. The Yisrael's holding on to the Kohen's, but be'ikaron, this animal belonged to a Kohen. It had Kedushas B'chor. If it had Kedushas B'chor, it doesn't have a Chiv Matonois. And therefore, it stays that way. It's part of an Amatonis. Remeir, however, is Cholik, which is the Tanakama that we had in the last few Mishnayis. Remeir holds that the one that's Biyad Yisrael, we see it Biyad Yisrael. The one that's Biyad Kohen, we see it Biyad Kohen. We don't look at the one Biyad Yisrael that's still Shaykh to the Kohen, and the Yisrael only got the one that was Pula Magdasha. We see it as the Yisrael's. So therefore, Mukhib Matana. The Mishnah before said Chayv Matanas was a Pishit Tzumei. The Mishnah didn't speak out. Rabbi Yossi. May Sechet Mehem. So again, there's a Suffolk, if he has any, on which one he has. Rabbi Tafran Amiyach Leiku. There's a Suffolk. Rabbi Kiva Yomer. Amitzim Mechavei Olav Harai. Rabbi Kiva says over here, Suffolk. Avada, he's the Mukhsik. Zochon Nekeva. There's a Suffolk if he has at all. Enkan Lekoyen Klum.